This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To vaccinate or not to vaccinate is the great divide in American public health right now. Not, to be clear, among public health professionals. They are all about vaccination. It's regular people who are the issue. But for a particular category of employee in this economy, that decision about whether or not to be vaccinated might soon get made for them. Two of the biggest hospital trade groups now favor requiring healthcare workers to be vaccinated as a condition of employment. And public hospitals in New York City have joined a growing number of healthcare organizations doing the same thing. There are some pretty obvious benefits to making sure workers are vaccinated, especially in healthcare, but mandates do have costs, as well as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports now from the Workplace Culture Desk.
It's hard to quantify exactly how many healthcare workers remain unvaccinated. One survey put it at a quarter. But any unvaccinated healthcare worker is too big of a risk, says Mike Slabowski, the head of Trinity Health, which operates in 22 states.
You know, if I go to the hospital or to the clinic, I expect that the people that are going to care for me are vaccinated. They should be. They have to be.
He says vaccines are the most important tool they have to keep patients safe. So Trinity will be requiring them of all staff starting in September. Such policies are legal and are nothing new in healthcare, says Robert Field, a health law professor at Drexel University. Many organizations, including Trinity, have required flu vaccines for years.
The first and primary obligation of a healthcare institution is to safeguard the health and safety of its patients. First, do no harm.
But COVID vaccines, though they've been rigorously tested, haven't received full FDA approval yet. So some organizations have hesitated to require them, even after about 8 months of data and hundreds of millions of doses. And forcing mandates on healthcare workers could backfire, says Pat Kane with the New York State Nurses Association.
We're already dealing with a workforce that has been traumatized and has a lot of mistrust, you know, in the system that didn't protect them. And this is just going to exacerbate that.
One of the first hospitals that mandated vaccines lost more than 150 workers who wouldn't comply at a time when staff are stretched thin and facing a new wave of COVID cases. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.